Motherfucker. From Wikipedia, the free online encyclopedia, at www.wikipedia.org. Motherfucker, sometimes abbreviated as mofo, MF, or MF-er, is an English language vulgarism. While the word is usually considered highly offensive, it is rarely used in the literal sense of one who engages in sexual activity with another person's mother or his or her own mother. Rather, it refers to a mean, despicable, or vicious person, or any particularly difficult or frustrating situation. Alternatively, it can be a term of admiration, as in the phrase badass motherfucker, meaning a fearless and confident person. Variants. Like many widely used offensive terms, motherfucker has a large list of minced oaths. Mother humper, mother fugger, mother effer, mother sucker, mother trucker, mother freaker, mother lover, mofo, fothermucker, motherflower, motherkisser, and many more are sometimes used in polite company or to avoid censorship. The participle motherfucking is often used as an emphatic, in the same way as the less strong fucking. The verb to motherfuck also exists, although it is less common. Conversely, when paired with an adjective, it can become a term denoting such things as originality and masculinity, as in the related phrase badass motherfucker. Use of the term as a compliment is frequent in the jazz community, for example, when Miles Davis addressed his future percussionist Mino Sinaloo. Quote, Miles grabbed his arm and said, "You're a motherfucker." Sinaloo thanked Miles for the compliment. History and popular culture. The word dates back at least to the late 19th century. In an 1889 Texas murder case, a witness testified that the victim had called the defendant a, quote, goddamned mother bastardly son of a bitch shortly before his death. A later Texas court opinion from 1897 prints the word motherfucking in full, and in 1917, a black U.S. soldier called the draft board, quote, you low-down motherfuckers, in a letter. In literature, Norman Mailer, in his 1948 novel The Naked and the Dead, uses it occasionally, disguised as motherfugger, and used it in full in his 1967 novel Why Are We in Vietnam? It appears twice in James Purdy's 1956 novella 63, Dream Palace. In Kurt Vonnegut's novel Slaughterhouse-Five, the word is used by one of the soldiers in the story, leading to the novel being often challenged in libraries and schools. Vonnegut joked in a speech published in the collection Fate's Worse Than Death that, quote, ever since that word was published way back in 1969, children have been attempting to have intercourse with their mothers. When it will stop, no one knows. The words mother for you or mother fooyer as minced oaths for motherfucker were used in blues and R&B records from the 1930s. A few examples include Memphis Minnie's Dirty Mother for You, 1935, Roosevelt Sykes' Dirty Mother for You, 1936, and Dirty Red's Mother Fooyer, 1947. The singer Stick McGee, whose recording of Drinking Wine Spodeody was a hit in 1949, claimed that he had originally heard the song as Drinking Wine Motherfucker. Later, Johnny Guitar Watson had a hit in 1977 with A Real Mother For Ya. In popular music, the first mainstream rock release to include the word was the 1969 album Kick Out the Jams by MC5. The title track, a live recording, is introduced by vocalist Rob Tyner shouting, quote, and right now, right now, right now, it's time to kick out the jams, motherfuckers. This was quickly pulled from stores, and an edited version was released with the words brothers and sisters, overdubbed on the offending word. At about the same time, the Jefferson Airplane released the album Volunteers, the opening track of which, We Can Be Together, included the line, up against the wall, motherfucker, a popular catchphrase among radical groups at the time. This attracted less attention. The word was strongly implied, but not said explicitly, in Isaac Hayes' huge 1971 hit song, Theme from Shaft. Though rarely broadcast, the word has since become common in popular music, particularly in hip-hop. The word appears in George Carlin's Seven Words You Can't Say on Television. In one HBO special, he comments that at one point, someone asked him to remove it since, as a derivative of the word fuck, it constituted a duplication. He later added it back, claiming that the bit's rhythm does not work without it. The word has become something of a catchphrase for actor Samuel L. Jackson, who frequently utters the word in some films. His use of the word helped him overcome a lifelong stuttering problem. Historically, in India, the word madarchod is used for motherfucker, the word medar being of Persian origin, as madar jenda. Literature. The Complete Motherfucker, A History of the Mother of All Dirty Words by Jim Dawson, is a history of the word in black culture and in American literature, film, comedy, and music. See also incest, maternal insult, and prick, slang. This audio was recorded on October 30th, 2018. To report an error or to request a change, please send an email to wikiaudio999@gmail.com.